Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 29th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we are reminded that God is not too busy to be interrupted by our concerns. We turn once more to our Bible reading for this week, Mark chapter 4 and verses 35 to 41. Jesus calms the storm. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat, with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly, the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him." Amen. Have you ever found yourself in the midst of a storm, feeling overwhelmed and terrified? The story of Jesus calming the storm, found in Mark chapter 4, reminds us of the incredible power and authority that Jesus holds over all circumstances. As the disciples sailed across the Sea of Galilee, a furious storm arose, threatening to capsize their boat. In their panic, they woke Jesus, who was peacefully sleeping in the stern. With just a few words, Jesus rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence! Be still." Immediately the wind died down and the sea became completely calm. This miraculous event not only demonstrated Jesus' power over nature, but also revealed his desire to bring peace and calmness into our lives. Just as Jesus spoke peace into the storm, he longs to speak peace into the storms that we face. Life often throws unexpected challenges our way. Financial difficulties, health issues, broken relationships, overwhelming stress and more. In these moments we can choose to invite Jesus to step into our storms and to bring his peace. He is the calm in the chaos, the anchor in the storm. So where in your life do you need Jesus to speak peace and calmness? Is it in your finances, or in your relationships, or in your inner turmoil? Take a moment to reflect on the areas of your life that are currently stormy, and invite Jesus to bring his peace into those situations. The story of Jesus calming the storm helps you remember that just as Jesus calmed the storm with a few words, he can calm the storms in your life too. Trust in his power and authority, and allow him to bring peace and calmness to every area of your life. As you think through these thoughts today, then this question may help you to reflect. In what areas of your life do you need to invite Jesus to speak peace and calmness? I hope to see you tomorrow for the next in our Battle Drill Daily Devotionals. as we look at the disciples' revelation in Mark 4, verse 41.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.